Membership fees apply after free trial. Cancel any time.
Okay, so why do people love my Total Body Bar workouts? Because they work. My clients get an amazing workout and great results. I'm Andrea Rogers, professional dancer and trainer, and my Extend Bar classes are fun, only 30 minutes, and proven to help you get sculpted, lean, and strong. And right now, you can stream my Extend Bar classes for free on the Beachbody On Demand app. See how effective these workouts truly are. Start for free today at Beachbody.com.
I'm Doug Parker, and this is your Sunday morning news brief for December 9th, 2018. Carnival Cruise Line announced the name of its newest and biggest ship, Mardi Gras, on Wednesday night's episode of Wheel of Fortune. The name is an homage to the first ship in the cruise line's fleet, the Mardi Gras, in 1972. The new Mardi Gras is set to debut in 2020 and will homeport in a new state-of-the-art terminal in Port Canaveral, Florida. And over 52,000 cruisers are expected to go through Port Miami today, setting an all-time record. Those ships are Carnival Horizon, Carnival Magic, Disney Magic, MSC Divina, Norwegian Getaway, Oceania Riviera, Empress of the Seas, and Allure of the Seas. This sets a one-day record for passenger traffic at Port Miami. Last year, the cruise port handled 5.6 million cruise guests. And Royal Caribbean announced they'll be dumping their partnership with DreamWorks come April 1st, 2019. Nine ships in the fleet currently have the DreamWorks program, which is parades, character meet and greets, and meals. Their new programming will all be done in-house. And finally, Holland America's new 99,000-ton ship, the new Stottendam, is on her way to Florida. She left Europe for a 14-night transatlantic sailing. She's due in Port Everglades on December 18th. New Stottendam will spend the winter season sailing Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises. You can hear Monday through Friday cruise radio news briefs on our Cruise Radio News podcast channel. Subscribe today. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.